Line is another fantastic person, Sam McKinnon, Hospitality New Zealand's Head of Communications and Advocacy. And let's talk about, again, the pressure on the hospitality industry. Sam, welcome.
Kia ora, Matthew. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. We're running a little bit late this afternoon because we're really getting into this one. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people focus or tend to focus on the public sector job cuts as an example. But actually, those job cuts aren't necessarily the only story. I mean, we're still seeing massive pressure in the hospitality sector as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We are. And I think, based on what you've already said, I think in your preamble, if you've got some spare money and you can go and spend that in a hospital, that'd be much appreciated. So, I think Wellington can be a little bit of a focus, given that we know that there's a large-scale job cuts happening there, but certainly hospitality is an interesting place across the country. We've been describing it as a bit of a mixed bag, I guess. There's some venues that are still doing really well and some venues that are really wondering how they're going to get through the rest of the winter. So, it's a really interesting time to be sort of observing and advocating for the sector.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, I was watching one piece, I can't remember which TV channel it was on, but about one area in New Zealand that is not booming but doing okay, Queenstown's back. But because of the inbound passenger numbers coming in from Australia, as an example, it's really helping them out. But then again, I suppose you'd expect Queenstown to be doing okay at this time of year as we enter winter and intermittent. But I think you're right. This is not just a Wellington issue. This is impacting hospitality sector and also the tourism industry and other sectors right across the country. Do you have some other ideas, apart from us going and spending what money we might have, are there any other things that you think we need to be doing in terms of supporting small business right about now in the hospitality sector?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's our venues are trying what they can to try and attract people to come out. I think we've had, obviously, different centres have had rugby finals and those sorts of things, which are really positive evenings for our venues, but I mean, ultimately we need consumers to be spending money in venues to keep them going. So if you've got a venue that you love, you want to make sure that they're sticking around, and that's if you're going to be spending money in hospo, then that's where we need to see that money. But in terms of what we're doing, we're talking to using our channels and government and the public sphere to continue championing hospo, but ultimately it's up to venues and up to consumers to be supporting the industry.
Well, if you don't mind, if I can just stay there for a minute, I mean, because during the pandemic we know that stimulus did help small business to a degree. I mean, with the wage subsidies and all those other sorts of things that were going on as well, that enabled a lot of small businesses, particularly in the tourism and hospitality sectors, to keep their doors open. Do you think we need to start having a look at something, maybe not similar, but something akin to stimulus in the sector?
I don't think we would necessarily be asking for stimulus for the sector. I guess it's quite a different environment now from when we're in the middle of lockdowns. And I think we were still on wage subsidies. We didn't have the large scale sort of layoffs and unemployment that were expected, and venues were able to stay open and people had a bit of extra money in their pocket. So there was a little bit more of that attitude of I've got some spare and let's keep supporting small business. And that's not just for hospitality, but we certainly were a benefactor of that. And I guess this time around, we're a lot more cautious around that, just given that not everyone is in a position. There's a lot less discretionary income floating around, whether that's due to cost of living or higher interest rates or just the recessionary environment in general. So, I'd be cautious about trying to push a large-scale campaign to get more people spending money in our businesses. But at the same time, if you've got the money, you know, and you want to go and spread it around a little bit, then hospo would welcome that.
Absolutely. Sorry, one more thing just off what you've just said. Is it possibly a case that having emerged from the pandemic, that some businesses that otherwise, particularly in the hospitality sector, otherwise wouldn't have survived the pandemic without that stimulus, would have closed anyway, and therefore what we might be seeing is possibly a consolidation in the sector that might have occurred regardless?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably fair. I think some consolidation or expansion of retraction in industries is natural. And I think as you sort of head into a recessionary period, there's businesses who are just looking at the books and the numbers aren't adding up. And so they've got to make those tough decisions. And maybe that has been waylaid somewhat by the support packages through COVID. But, at the same time, I think the decisions were made at the time that they were made, and I'll be cautious about the sort of retrospective thinking around whether or not those packages were needed at the time, because certainly there's a lot of our really good venues who are otherwise profitable who wouldn't have been around without those packages available at the time. So.
Hey, now, we do have an opportunity, of course, and being an iwi Māori radio station and network, Matariki is just about here in terms of the public holiday. That's going to be next Friday. Perfect opportunity to get out and for a long weekend and whip some money on the bar if you have it, or in the cafe or what have you. What's your Have you got any special plans for Matariki? As Sam McKinnon, not necessarily as the.
I think, look, for me, it's around family time, and so we'll be having some family meals and some time with friends, and we've got a couple of friends' birthday parties over that weekend as well. So, yeah, just looking forward to investing in those relationships.
No, that's awesome. Hey, Sam McKinnon from the hospitality organisation, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I really appreciate it. And don't forget, whānau, that message is pretty clear. If you've got some spare money in your pocket, in your hip pocket, your wallet or whatever, or even on the card, get out there to a small business, a hospitality business, and spend your pūtea. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks very much.